Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, America. This is Ron from FreeWorldFilmWorks.com, being joined by Site Support of America in Focus on this January 30, 2022 program. And we're going to be talking about the COVID hoax and the upcoming elections and various other things. Are you there, Saeed?
Yes, I'm here, Ron.
Okay. I want to start out by talking about the latest Omicron variant. Supposedly, this latest variant of the COVID-19 hoax has got another variant of what they call a subvariant. And so they're continuing to keep this hoax alive, to keep the mandates alive as much as they can. Although a couple of weeks back, Boris Johnson of England, Prime Minister, said he was ending all mandates, and most of the mandates in America, in the red states, the Republican-controlled states, have been dropped for quite a while. But the blue states, they're continuing to keep the mandates, although they've relaxed some of them. Even in San Francisco, they are no longer requiring masks be worn all the time. Even outdoors now, you can walk around without the mask on in Frisco. Although, to enter any building, you have to wear a mask. The most interesting development this last week was up in Canada. The truckers are protesting the lockdowns, the mandates in Canada. And they started, I forget if it was Thursday or Friday, the exact day they started it, but there's an estimated 50,000 trucks were driving from all over Canada to one of the major cities. I forget which one it is right now. I was just listening last night. Saeed, are you familiar with this?
A little bit, but not entirely.
Yeah, let me look it up real quick. But they're fed up, and it's going to cause major problems because these truckers are just driving to this city, and they're not hauling freight anymore. You take 50,000 trucks off the roads, you're going to have shortages. And so it'll be interesting to see how long this goes. And if Trudeau is going to back down, or if he's going to hold fast and start arresting these truckers. He's in panic mode. He's in hiding. He hasn't been seen since this thing started. And it just looks like it's going to be a mess. Oh, it's in Ottawa. They're headed to Ottawa.
Right.
And Trudeau has closed most of the roads leading into Ottawa now. So we have no idea what's going to happen, if they're going to start trucking to other cities around Canada, or if this is going to spread to other countries around the world. I mean, truckers all over the world are just going to start driving their trucks to the major cities in their country or the capitals, and hopefully they'll do it here in America.
I wanted to say, you know, think about this COVID hoax that everybody needs to be cognizant of. You know, since Biden took power in the United States Corporation, well, he's not the real power, as we mentioned before, but still, he's a puppet figurehead for Hillary. And when he took office, I mean, the restrictions, the mandates, the vaccine passports have become absolutely outrageous. It's interesting to note, though, in other countries, just like in other states, they have, like, and especially in the Republican states, they have relaxed the restrictions. I know in Indiana, which is right next to where I live, Illinois, there are no mask mandates or vaccine passports required. I mean, you can go to a restaurant there and you don't have to show them that you had any vaccinations, a second dose or a third dose at all. However, I know in Illinois it's the case, can't go to any public facility or restaurant or anywhere or like a library without a vaccine passport. But it's interesting, in England, Boris Johnson, who's the conservative leader of England, has relaxed the mask mandates. In fact, from what I understand, in England, you're not required to wear the mask anymore. However, of course, in the United States Corporation, owned and bought for by the Rockefeller Company Corporation, I mean, here, everybody's pretty much, especially in the liberal states, as Ron pointed out, you're required to wear a mask, whereas in other countries, it's not as strenuous as much as possible. And the thing is, it's interesting because this whole idea of trying to, even if, let's say we play devil's advocate and say that the COVID is in reality a real disease threatening the mankind, even experts, even scientific and medical experts say that sequestering the population, locking them down, shutting down the schools, forcing everybody to maintain a certain distance from each other, forcing them to wear masks and this and that, is causing more damage than anything positive. And I like to actually cite, there was a recent article that was written in regards to the COVID hoax. And it's actually from a top medical analyst who there's a man by the name of Jayanta Bhattacharya. I know I'm mispronouncing his name, but he's author of a series of work in regards to the whole COVID-19 issue, and he's a top scientist, and he even says that all these lockdowns, all these business closures are doing more harm than good. Now, he's not coming outright and saying that COVID-19 is a hoax, but at the same time, he's affirming what many have realized, even people who think that COVID is for real, have realized that all these business closures, you know, lockdowns, the forced vaccinations, vaccine passports, et cetera, is destroying the infrastructure, it's destroying the economy, it's destroying the mental health of children. And according to Bhattacharya, it's time that we ignore COVID-19.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of studies done as if for the last 2 years on the mandates, the lockdowns, and they have found that it is destroying the lives of most children around the world. And the suicide rate among teenagers has skyrocketed. I don't know what the exact increase has been. The mental health of the vast majority of people around the world is being destroyed. And the New World Order Mafia, which is running this entire hoax, they know that. Their psychiatrist told them, if you start locking down countries, you lock down the whole world, it's going to cause serious mental disorders among children, teenagers, and adults. And the suicide rate will skyrocket around the world. And that's exactly what they want. They have also found that the fake phony vaccine, which is actually a biological weapon, it's not a vaccine, is killing people by the millions. And most people who are being admitted to hospitals to be treated for the biological weapon called COVID-19 and all of the variants have had the fake phony vaccine. Phony vaccine, which is a biological weapon that is killing people, not the so-called COVID virus. Because I don't believe, and there's no evidence to date, that there is an actual COVID virus. A lot of people say there is. Doctors claim there is. But it's probably just the regular flu or COVID virus. And they've just labeled this name COVID onto it. But the biological weapon that's referred to as a vaccine is what's killing probably 90% of the people who are dying. The rest are dying just like they do every year for thousands of years from flus and colds, pneumonia, and various other viruses. Is they're just dying from the regular, normal viruses that are out there in the world. And what people don't understand, who have bought into the liberal media, is that any cold virus, any flu virus, pneumonia virus, these are the big three, they will kill you if you're in bad health. If you're a healthy person, healthy child, teenager, or adult, you may be sick for a while. You may feel bad, but it won't kill you. The flus, colds, pneumonia viruses kill in America here on an average of between 30 to 60,000. That's just the flu. I have to look up for the actual cold pneumonia viruses. But we're looking at probably 50 to 100,000 people die every year in America from various viruses. The reason why is because they're not healthy. Go ahead, jump in, Saeed.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, you know, one more thing about the liberal media is this. Not only have a lot of people bought into the lies, you know, it's interesting. when the election was rigged against Trump, as it was, and when they removed him from power, they showed all, you know, the liberal media as unfair as it is, and the fact that it's not balanced. We're televising all these demonstrations of people supporting Biden, which are all fake, phony demonstrations in favor of Biden against Trump. But one thing that the media, liberal media, is not televising, and you find this in the rest of the world, except for the United States Corporation, whose media is total propaganda, there have been demonstrations all over the world against the lockdowns, against the forced vaccinations. In fact, one country where they've been having a lot of demonstrations, and it is being reported in other alternative news outlets, but obviously not in the fake phony media here in the United States Corporation, is Australia. In Australia, multitudes of people have taken to the streets protesting against the vaccinations, the lockdowns, and everything, saying that it's not about a virus, because everybody else in the rest of the world realizes it's not about the virus. It's about total government control of society, and that's what a lot of these demonstrators in other countries are doing. They have placards talking about government control, not the virus, and that's exactly what it is. But people in the rest of the world are waking up to the fact that, you know, this virus is a fraud being forced upon the vast majority of people in the world. That's why, another reason why they're loosening the restrictions in other countries as opposed to here.
Yeah, well, let me jump into something that even the mentally retarded mouthpiece of Clinton, the so-called Biden press secretary, what's that lunatic girl's name?
I know the redheaded.
Saki, the redhead. Yeah, she's mentally ill.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, right.
She's a total nutcase, and she just says what Hillary tells her to say. But she recently was talking about Russia and the Ukraine situation. Someone asked her a question about it, and she admitted or claimed. Admit is not the proper term. Claimed that President Putin was going to launch a false flag incident for an excuse to invade the Ukraine and take control of it. Well, most people say, well, yeah, obviously that's probably what's going to happen. President Putin would never do that. Period. But the key thing is, she admitted that there is such a thing as false flags. So here in America, when people say, well, the United States Corporation, mistakenly referred to as American government, launches a false flag like 9/11 or Oklahoma City bombing and various other ones throughout history. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. The American government has never perpetrated a false flag event. America is the most moral, ethical government in the history of the world. The politicians would never allow something like that to happen. Well, That's the biggest lie probably in the history of the world. Because the U.S. corporation has launched more false flags in the 20th and 21st century than all the other nations in the world combined, including the Edomite terrorist cell mistakenly referred to as Israel. They're probably obviously number two. But here's the thing. It's amazing that the establishment and media, there is such a thing as a false flag event. Now, if patriots can get the American people to understand that governments around the world perpetrate false flags, that it's highly probable that the terrorist politicians in America, mostly the Democrats, but some Republicans, have perpetrated false flags in our history. If you can do that, then you might be able to save America. But here's what I'm leading up to. The New World Order Mafia is in panic mode. They know that the patriots around the world are rising up and they're resisting their attempt to create a world dictatorship similar to the communist dictatorships of today and in the past. And especially in America, because of President Trump, who is legally and officially the current president of the United States Corporation. Biden and Clinton are fake phony presidents of the U.S. Corporation. They know he's going to run again in 2024. And if they cannot steal the election in 2024 as they did in 2020, their plan for world dictatorship will be set back several years or maybe a decade or more.
Yeah, Ron.
That's
sorry
why.
Ron,
go ahead, say.
Yeah, Ron.
Jump in.
Sorry to interrupt you. Could you give out our call-in phone number for anybody who wants to call in?
Okay, let me get back over there. Chrome, I can't get to it. I'm in the middle of doing something.
It's 516-516-387-1491. Again, that's 516-387-1491 in case anybody would like to call in and jump into this conversation.
Yeah, we only have 5 minutes left on the live broadcast. We're going to have an extra half hour on the archives. If you could call in 5 minutes, fine. But like I was saying, they have to steal the election this year in November 2022. The Democrats know that if they do not steal the midterm elections, they will lose the House and the Senate by massive margins. They could lose as many as 8 seats in the Senate and 50 or more seats in the House. And they only have, I think, a 5 5-seat lead in the House right now, and it's tied 50-50 in the Senate. Their own fake phony polls show all Republicans up by 10 points over the Democrats in virtually every race, every state, even the blue states. The people are going to be voting for Republicans. So I think they're going to do, as a desperation move, is they're going to have a false flag event in September or October. It could be a bombing. It could be a mass shooting. It could be even a chemical or biological attack. They will blame it on patriots, white supremacists, and Trump supporters. They will then cancel in-person voting in the election in November and say all voting must be done by mail. That will allow them to literally cast millions of illegal ballots, because they'll already have them printed up in China, filled out in China like they did in 2020. They'll be flown over here and trucked around to the various states where they'll need extra votes, probably all of them. And they will allow the mail-in ballots to be counted anywhere from 2 weeks to a month after the election day. And they'll simply steal the election like they did in 2020. And it was proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that ballots from China were flown in. It was all videotaped, trucked into the major accounting houses in the Democrat-controlled counties in the seven key swing states. It was all filmed. It was all documented. Eyewitness accounts, it was on film, etc. And they got away with it because they controlled all the courts and all the state houses. They were able to convince them, go along with this or you're all going to be dead. We'll just kill you all. We'll send Antifa and BLM out to your homes and they'll just slaughter you. And all the courts, the judges, all the governors, et cetera, went along with the scam. And they just told the media, hey, play ball with us. You've been doing it for years. Keep playing ball with us and you'll all be millionaires. And that's what happened. And they're going to probably do it again. But they need the false flag this time as an excuse. And what they'll do is after the false flag comes down and the election is held by the mail-in ballots, they say the American people finally woke up and saw that the Republicans, the Trump supporters, the conservatives are evil, wicked, terrorists, and because of that, they switched their votes from Republican to Democrats. And that's the excuse they're going to use to justify stealing the election. You want to make any comments on this, Aide?
Yeah, yeah. And in addition to that, it's interesting, like you said, the White House press secretary talking about false flags. These are the same hypocrites that go around, you know, silencing or ridiculing other people for using the term false flag as being conspiracy insanity. Because these same Democrats, even the peanut farmer Jimmy Carter, they've actually been stating, they've been talking about stolen elections. Remember when President Trump and his crew were complaining about the election being stolen, which it was, everybody was attacking the Republicans and Trump and all his supporters for being lunatics, especially the internet online giants like Yahoo and Google and all these other internet companies were putting out articles denouncing Trump and his supporters for even saying that the whole idea of a stolen election was all was a farce concocted by Trump. But now the Democrats are talking about stolen elections, the elections are phony and fake and this and that, because they know in 2024 the Republicans will have a very good, and especially Trump will have a very good chance of reclaiming the White House. So they're also putting out the, you know, the charade that somehow the Republicans will steal the election in 2024, which just shows their hypocrisy, because these are the same lunatics who were denouncing anybody who even raised an eyebrow about the 2020 election results being fake and phony, which they, in fact, were.
Yeah, I've actually seen them on the liberal channels claiming that in 2022 and then again in 2024, the Republicans will steal the election. That's what they're actually saying on the liberal, communist, satanic media channels, is they're putting out the story that the Republicans led by President Trump will steal these elections. And what they're claiming is President Trump tried to steal the 2020 election by getting governors and various other people in charge of the voting, counting the votes, to lie and say he had more votes than Clinton did in 2020. Remember, Biden is not the president of the United States Corporation. He's a puppet of Clinton, Hillary Clinton. So when I say Clinton or Hillary, that's who's running the U.S. corporation right now. Biden has nothing to do with it. He's a senile old geezer who has literally no idea what he's doing. He has no idea where he is most of the time. He has no idea what what he is. He keeps saying that idiot Harris is the president. He has no idea what's going on. And like I said before, they're pumping him around the clock with drugs, special drugs, to enhance his brain activity. And you can give these drugs to a fully mentally retarded person, and they will talk like a normal person. This has been done. There's a movie called Limitless that documents this. There's another movie called Charlie with Cliff Robertson in it that documented it. These are not fantasy. These are not Hollywood. This is real. But getting back to Clinton, the witch from hell, here's the latest scenario. Now, a couple of weeks back, the liberal media was talking, and of course Fox, was talking about Hillary running for president again in 2024 against president, the current president of the United States Corporation, President Trump, in a rematch. Now, right now, most people think it's absurd because she's extremely old, extremely weak, in very poor health. She cannot stand up for more than maybe 15, 30 minutes at a time. She can't go out on the campaign trail. But if she decides to go that route in 24, they will have another variant, COVID variant, spring up. They'll lock the whole country down. They'll ban any rallies, political rallies, and they'll do what they did with Biden for 2020. Is just have the candidates stay at home and do videos, do podcasts. And if they have any debates, there'll be virtual debates where the candidates will sit in their homes and debate each other. That's a possibility. Now, there's another possibility which I think is more likely, is that Hillary will get rid of Harris through some kind of scandal, have her resign, then she'll have Puppet choose her as the replacement. And when she's confirmed by the Senate, then her puppet will step down for health reasons, and she will become the fake, phony, illegal president of the United States Corporation through the back door, just like Ford did when Spiro Agnew resigned, Tricky Dick resigned, then Ford fell in, unelected. Plan I think she'll try and use, but she has to steal this midterm election and take full control of the Senate. I don't think she'd be able to get away with it with a 50-50 split, because if you have a 50-50 split and the vice president is gone, you have no tiebreaker. So she'll have to wait until the midterm election. She will have to steal at least the Senate. She may give up the House, but steal the Senate. If she gets the Senate, if she can steal the Senate, I think she'll get rid of Harris and then slide in the back. You want to jump in, Saeed?
And also I wanted to mention another thing, too, that's actually interesting. Actually, back in regards to the whole the COVID hoax. For all those who are listening, it's actually interesting. Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, when he was the head of the U.S. corporation back in the late 70s, he had commissioned, I think it was a global 2025 project report, actually. Basically, it spoke of reducing the population of the world to unprecedented low levels, mainly through various man-made means. Actually, it's the 2025 report, yes. And it, interestingly enough, when this was commissioned, this 2025 report, and actually, sorry, it wasn't Jimmy Carter. I think that was the 2000, global 2000 report when Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, was president of the U.S. corporation. This is a global 2025 report. It was actually commissioned back in 2008. And interesting enough, both the 2000 report as well as the 2025 report basically talk about reducing the world's population to unprecedented low levels. But in this 2020 commission in 2008, and what's interesting about it is they actually predict a global virus pandemic. And, you know, it's interesting, whether it was the false flag of 9/11 or any of these other big false flag operations, it is just interesting that even in the government documents and government reports commissioned by the elite, they actually admit they're going to, like, for example, remember the project for a new American century? They talked about having a new Pearl Harbor. Well, it happened with 9/11 to usher in U.S. supremacy around the world. And just like, and so in this 2025 report, they even talk about a global virus. They predict a global virus. So it's interesting how we have this whole, COVID-19, charade that's going on all over the world, and how, you know, the reports of the elite themselves talk about the events before they actually happen. And it's interesting how stupid the public once again is and believing the lies. And it's like this with just about everything, whether it's the election being stolen or anything else. It's already said before it actually happens. The event already occurs before it actually happens.
Well, the thing is that most people don't realize is there has been numerous statements and papers talking about how the New World Order Mafia plans to change life around the world through what they call the Great Reset, using a pandemic to cause everyone to submit to their reset. And obviously those claims by Bill Gates and others were carried out in 2020 and are going on right now. Now they're starting to talk about more lockdowns, not due to the virus or the biological weapon which they released on the people of the world, phony vaccines. They want to create lockdowns or impose lockdowns to save the planet because of global warming, which they now call climate change. So once they finish with this pandemic lockdown, they're going to have a climate change lockdown.
Right.
And the whole idea is to destroy the first world, create massive starvation, massive death due to the starvation, and then due to the diseases that will spread like wildfire, because when you have mass starvation around the world, that's going to lead to very unhealthy living conditions, and disease will spread, like I said, like wildfire, and it'll make the so-called Black Deaths in the 1300s look like a picnic. That's what they plan on doing. Go ahead, Saeed.
No, I was going to make a very quick point, Ron, in regards to the global warming hoax. It's interesting, Al Gore, you know, in his movie The Inconvenient Truth was, you know, propagandizing the whole global warming hoax and what have you. But what studies have shown is actually the world is not headed towards global warming. It's actually headed towards another ice age.
Well, the whole thing about global warming or climate change is a lie. You know, the media continually says that Trump saying the election was stolen is the big lie. Well, it's called the big truth. But the big lie is global warming, climate change, the COVID pandemic hoax, et cetera. Those are the lies. And here's what people must understand. If you haven't figured this out yet, I pray you figure it out. Everything the liberal media and the liberal politicians say concerning political matters is a lie. Everything. They never tell truth about anything having to do with politics. And everything they accuse President Trump or the Republicans of doing that is bad, President Trump and the Republicans have not done it. But guess what? Guess who's already perpetrated those so-called evil things, which they are evil? The liberals, the Democrats, they've already committed them. Here's what the satanic, demon-possessed Democrats have learned long, long ago. If you want to believe you, accuse your opponents of committing the crimes you have already committed. And use the press to keep pounding that lie home. And like, who was it, Goebbels said, if you tell a lie often enough, people will believe it. That's the whole idea. Tell the big lie thousands and thousands of times, and most people will believe it. You have anything you want to add, Saeed?
Yeah, no, exactly right. I mean, it's like you know, it's just like that whole analogy of, you know, the students, you know, the teacher telling the kid to write on the blackboard a certain phrase or sentence over and over again. Then everybody's, then the student will become conditioned to acquiesce to the statement or the phrase. And you know, it's interesting. One of the biggest propagandists, commissioned by the New World Order was, I think it was Edward Bernays. And he was the one who essentially came up with the blueprint on how to brainwash and hoodwink the public through propaganda. He was also the one who advocated that the inserting of fluoride, as much fluoride in the drinking water as possible, to dumb down the public. And that's exactly, you know, what's going on. You know, people are so stupid and enamored in the lies. I mean, if for example, if Biden, who's, you're right, is senile, would come on to national television and tell everybody the sky is red, I grant you the vast majority of morons, sheeple, would actually believe that the sky is red without even going outside to see if the sky is red. Because society as a whole, it reminds me actually of a Tex Mars book, you know, a book that he wrote many, many, many years ago. This was actually years before he passed away. It was called Project Lucid. And in that book, he talks about how, you know, all these gadgetry, cell phones, Bluetooth, you know, social media thing would coalesce to create not necessarily just a zombie-like population, but a population that is basically connected electronically to a system or a grid where they don't really function at all, but they're just muttering the same things over and over again that they've been told by media and by everybody else. And that's exactly what society is now. Nowadays, people believe anything that goes on social media without even questioning anything. People don't think for themselves. People can't function without a cell phone. People can't function without Bluetooth. It's just become a society where not only do people believe the propaganda, but they become a part of the very same system that is used by Big Brother to sequester society.
Yeah, Edward Bernays is called by the liberal media the father of public relations. He was born in 1891 and died in 1995 at the age of 103. And he was the one who basically created public relations in America. He was born in Vienna. He immigrated to America. But he wrote several books on public relations. And a couple of them were Crystallizing Public Opinion, 1923, and the title Propaganda, 1928. Public Relations, 1945. The Engineering of Consent, 1955. Those are his main books on brainwashing. But you have to understand, public relations is brainwashing. The media is brainwashing. The liberal media is 100% brainwashing. Now, here's how you can tell if a group of people in the media or in politics or anywhere in society is into brainwashing or into free speech. If they are willing to debate someone who holds a contrary opinion to them in a public forum, then they're into free speech. If they're unwilling to debate someone who disagrees with them in a public forum, they're into propaganda and brainwashing. Well, when's the last time you saw anyone on any of the liberal channels debating a liberal? Almost never.
Never.
It might happen once or twice in a year, and it's a very short period of time. But the liberal channels used to have Republicans on, 20 so years ago. But since President Trump came along, the only Republicans or conservatives they will have on their networks are rhinos or never-Trumpers or super liberal so-called conservatives or Republicans. And they never cover things which, make liberals or Democrats look bad, like Hunter Biden's laptop. They claim that was a Russian scam to influence the election in 2020. Hunter Biden's laptop is legit. It wasn't a Russian scam. It wasn't a Republican scam. It's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt it was his laptop. And yes, all the things on that laptop are real. him having sex with prostitutes and hookers and, you know, whatever else. Also on the laptop was actual video of Daddy Biden, China Joe Biden, the fake phony president of the United States Corporation, having sex with his niece on the laptop. That video was on it. And this is what people don't know. China Joe Biden has been a sexual pervert since his young days. Their entire family has been engaging in incest for decades. And if that laptop story had been covered by the liberal media, Clinton would have lost the election of her puppet. China Joe Biden would have lost, even with all this, the rigged election crap, millions, over 10 million illegal ballots cast for China Joe Biden, late mail-in ballots. 10 million, keep saying, Clinton won the popular vote against President Trump and Biden won the popular vote. It's a lie. Clinton had 7 million illegal votes cast for her. They claim she won by 3 million. She lost by 4 million votes. They claim China Joe won by 8 million. He lost by 2 million. At least, possibly more. Here's what people don't understand. All the elections in America have been corrupt. The elections, the key elections, the Democrats have stolen. Now, the Republicans stole some elections. Daddy Bush stole it from Ross Perot back in 88. Clinton stole it from Ross Perot in 92. Baby Bush stole his two elections in 2000-2004. And there's been others. Kennedy stole the election from Nixon back in 60. There's been lots of stolen elections. But virtually all elections in America have been stolen by the Democrats. All the ones that they've won have been stolen. What people don't understand, if there were fair elections in America, the Democrats would probably have 50 representatives in the House and maybe one or two in the Senate. That's how much they steal elections. They have to steal elections in the blue states. Not just the red states. They have to steal elections in the most liberal states in the country because there's probably only about 30% of the people in America are true liberals. The rest are independents or conservatives. But this is the fact that, to be honest with you, I doubt anyone else in the country understands, except for the Democrats who are running the stolen elections. The Republicans are clueless. They're just out to lunch. Although Alex Jones has mentioned this a couple of times, and he's seen it down on the city level, Democrats stealing elections for city council and dog catcher and crap like that. It's unbelievable. They steal virtually everything. And that's the big lie in America, that America is a liberal, progressive country. No, it's a super conservative country. It's one of the most conservative countries on the planet. If there were fair elections, the Democrat Party would not exist. They would go out of business within less than a decade. Any closing thoughts, Saeed? We'll wrap it up.
Yeah, so basically, you know, everybody please remain vigilant. You know, don't believe the lies of Big Brother and mainstream media and go to alternatives to get your news information. But most of all, don't buy into COVID, please.
Yeah, and let me just say in closing, if you want videos on virtually everything we've talked about today, go to band.video, that's band.video, Alex Jones' own personal YouTube channel. Go there, watch the videos, and also contact your representatives, your senators, your congressmen, your state senators, state congress critters, and ask them how they plan on keeping the dimwitcrats from stealing the 2022 election and also the 2024 election. Just ask them, do you have any kind of plan to stop them from stealing the election again? And as always, keep fighting and never raise the white flag.